Lexington's problem with heroin can be measured in the number of users who die from an overdose. Police Lieutenant Scott Blakely says heroin-related deaths have gone from 5 in 2011 to 28 fatalities so far this year. And heroin accounts for nearly 70% of all drug overdose deaths in 2013. Blakely says many pushers are from other states.
They're coming here from Cincinnati. They're coming here from Cleveland. They're coming here from Detroit. And they're selling heroin to our citizens. And our approach is we're going to interrupt that and we're going to stop that.
Lexington's created a heroin task force. It includes Lexington's police, court officials, educators, and drug treatment specialists. Michelle McCarthy, who's with the Mayor's Alliance on Substance Abuse, says many heroin traffickers make poor candidates for treatment.
If you put someone like that into a treatment program, they don't need it. It's going to waste those resources, waste that treatment slot that could be for somebody who truly needs drug treatment.
Many times, McCarthy says traffickers don't use the deadly and addictive drug. The fire department's medical director says there's another health concern. Ryan Stanton says over half of all heroin users eventually develop hepatitis. Stanton says they then infect other people in the community through dirty hypodermic needles and sexual activity.
It will become a public health crisis when we start seeing these large numbers of hepatitis, endocarditis, things like that within the community. And not only will it be a huge toll on the abusers, but it's going to be a public health toll.
Several speakers at a news conference talked about heroin users and how they started by abusing prescription drugs. As prescription drugs grew scarce through tougher laws, they shifted over to heroin as a relatively cheap substitute. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.